Welcome to this podcast about Kitten Pass and the Pie Islands in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Kitten Pass is a waterway between Rabbit Island and Outer Island in the Pie Islands group, part of the Alaska Maritime Wildlife Refuge, approximately 48 miles east-southeast of Seldovia and 63 miles southwest of Seward, Alaska. The U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey named the pass in 1927, likely inspired by the nearby Wildcat Pass. The Pie Islands lie on the east side of Nootka Bay. They first appeared on charts in 1786, when Captain Nathaniel Portlock named them Pie's Islands. In 1852, Captain Tebenkov referred to them as Ostrova Pie, or Pie Islands. Later, in 1888, the U.S. Bureau of Fisheries used the name Pie Islands. In 1940, the Aircraft Warning Service, part of the U.S. Army Signal Corps, was authorized to construct a network of observation stations to warn of approaching enemy aircraft. By October 1942, Alaska's air defense plan had expanded to include very high-frequency stations. The Outer Island Aircraft Warning Service station was built in response to these initiatives. By the end of 1942, Outer Island was one of more than 20 such stations in Alaska, either operational or under construction. By August 1942, a temporary construction camp was established at the island's southeastern tip, approximately 325 feet above sea level. The camp was designed to accommodate 150 men and included a headquarters, two 50-man barracks, three Quonset huts for material storage, three latrines, a cold storage building, a powerhouse, and the detector site. Water was to be supplied by two concrete-lined storage tanks connected to the camp via water lines. The camp was linked to a landing site at Kitten Pass on the island's north side by a dirt road. The landing site featured a dock at the base of a cliff, connected to the road by a short aerial tram and stairway. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.